Literacy, that's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair on the line today. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So the headline of the story that we're going to be talking about, it says 1 in 6 Hawaii residents struggle to read. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, this is, by the way, Anita Hofschneider's story, and I'm filling in for her because she's covering a hearing today. But you know, she opens with an interesting example that we tend to forget sometimes, that you know, back during the Hawaiian Kingdom in the 19th century, literacy, adult literacy included, exceeded 90%. I mean, that's pretty darn remarkable. In fact, it made the Hawaiian Kingdom one of the most literate nations on Earth at the time. So contrast that with 1 in 6 adults today struggling to read English. Now, that is somewhat on par with other states. We even do better than some other states, but it's not something to be proud about. It's something that we are trying to change. And just last month, the state introduced a literacy plan to help reverse that troubling trend, because it is problematic.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of stigma that's involved, you know, if you don't know how to read, it can become a real problem just with everyday, you know, just getting around in everyday society.
Yeah, Anita actually talked to an adult literacy advocate who had some real-life examples of how this actually matters. You know, there was the example of a man who had to take his daughter to the hospital because he couldn't read the label on the medicine bottle. There was another person who lost his health insurance, didn't read the notice that came in the mail or online. And then even two people that got bench warrants because they didn't understand what was written in the traffic violations that they received. Now, that may seem fair, certainly the hospital situation and losing your insurance were by no means minor, but this adds up to real financial problems. Anita even cites a Gallup study that says nationally we're talking about a $2.2 trillion cost because of low literacy levels. I mean, that's a huge amount of money because of people who can't read and write fluently or at least adequately in English.
Well, so tell us more about this state literacy plan they've rolled out.
Well, some of the details are kind of vague. It's been in the works for about 2 years now. It's described as being more aspirational, trying to inspire, to galvanize support. There's no specific funding attached to it now, but folks that are with the organization that's affiliated with the Department of Education, by the way, says they're hoping to attract, you know, private donations. There is already, at least with the DOE in terms of its K-12 schools, there's already a $50 million federal grant for that. But here we're talking about adult literacy programs. So details still being worked out. But the idea is to, well, first of all, kind of shock people about how many people are not literate and how many adults, and then hopefully get them inspired to do something about it. I mean, it includes things as simple as reading to your kids, right? I know that's what my dad did, my mom did. I then read to my next oldest brother would read books because I knew how to read and he didn't. And so it's about forming these pathways early on so that people grow up knowing the English language or whatever your language is in your other countries.
So have we just not addressed this adult literacy issue before?
It does exist. For example, there's the McKinley Community School for Adults. Over half the students that attend are immigrants. There's also programs that reach out to the jails, to the prisons. But, you know, COVID has really had some problems with that. Halava prison has had to really stop what it was doing with its tutoring program, although you can go online, but you know, not everybody is Akamai about how to get online and find those things out. So those things do exist, but you know, fundamentally it really goes to how good are the schools, how many students are skipping class, what's the graduation rate. And remember as well that Hawaii, I think we all obviously know this, we have a very large immigrant population, and in a lot of those households, people don't speak English as the first language. And you mentioned that word stigma early on in our report. Yeah, there's a shame that goes along with that, trying to get people to realize how important it is to be literate.
Right. And hopefully we can get our numbers back up to where they were in the Hawaiian Kingdom, right?
It's aspirational, Catherine.
Yes. All right. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Politics and Opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read Anita Hofschneider's story on literacy, visit civilbeat.org.